بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا عبادي لا خوف عليكم اليوم ولا أنتم تحزنون الذين آمنوا بآياتنا وكانوا مسلمين. The last chapter of this kitab, and that is of all the great ni'mets which Allah Ta'ala has prepared for the people of Jannah. And with regard to that, the author quotes first certain ayats of the Quran Sharif, and many, many ayats of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala has explained the great beauty and what Allah Ta'ala has prepared for those who will qualify and enter Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala make us all from amongst them, the whole ummah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yeah, in this ayat, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, Allah Ta'ala says, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will announce to those who will be going to Jannah, Ya Ibadi. Firstly, Allah says, O my servants, that is those who had believed in Allah, who were obedient to Allah Ta'ala. This will be a great address of great love and enjoyment for those people. Like amongst many people, if one person has to announce who is the head of that meeting, that, oh, you so and so, who is my beloved, who is very dear to me from amongst all, how happy won't he feel that he has been chosen with this address and he has been called by this great name. So Allah Ta'ala will address those, and if each one of us can qualify for that, how we make our iman correct and our amal correct, Allah Ta'ala will not withhold it from us, and we can have this great honor on the day of Qiyamah. And after that wonderful address of great love and great closeness, then Allah Ta'ala will say, La khawfun alaykum al-yawm wa la antum tahzanun. There is no fear upon you today, and neither will you have to grieve anything. That is, you have qualified, you are going to Jannah. So I declare you will have no fear for anything in the future. That is, the day of Qiyamah will have been there, and a person will wonder whether I'm going to pass, whether I'm going to fail. But for these people, Allah Ta'ala will say, no fear upon you whatsoever. And you don't have to grieve of whatever you left behind in dunya. Whatever you left behind, you won't be sorry and grieve about it. And there a person will realize clearly that no matter he could have the best mansion in the world, the best palace in the world, but compared to the ni'mets of Akhirah, it isn't even a tent shanty. It is not even a little shanty made of a plastic bag. It is nothing whatsoever compared to those great ni'mets which Allah Ta'ala had prepared there. And then further Allah Ta'ala will explain the other great virtues for those people. Who are these people who will qualify? And Allah has informed us here, so it is up to us that we bring these things into our lives. Alladhina amanu biayatina. The first thing are those people who brought iman on our ayats, on our clear signs. That is, the first thing to qualify for that is to have iman. And we must make sure, especially in these days, that our iman is intact and correct. Because there are so many onslaughts on iman, and a person easily loses his iman. Today, for example, a person makes a joke, A'udhu Billah, may Allah protect us, about any aspect of deen. Whether it is a joke about the beard, whether it is a joke about anything else of deen, and he sends it on the phone, and we also take some enjoyment of it. Nafs is such an enemy of ours that it also takes enjoyment. So we are part and parcel of that. By that we could have lost our iman. And there are many other things which are happening continuously. While we get together at any social gathering, wedding whatsoever, somebody makes a joke about something that happened at the haram, about namaz, something, or makes a joke about it. And we also take enjoyment in the joke, though we said nothing. But we just took enjoyment and we also released it. A person loses his iman also. So it is very dangerous. So the first thing, and also it is not sufficient to have brought iman, but we have to leave this world with iman. That is the thing, that at the time of maut, the person must leave with iman. And that is between him and Allah. What the outward conditions at the time of mort are, those also are not any guarantee whether a person has slept with Iman or not, that he and between him and Allah Ta'ala. And the other question, وَكَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ, and they were who submitted to Allah Ta'ala. They were Muslims, and Iman has to do with the heart of a person. We don't know who has got Iman, who hasn't got. But Islam has to do with the outward conditions of the Muslim, that of a person, that is, he was making his namazes, etc., he was regular. So, and wakanu, in there, that continuously, not now in that he submitted to Allah. Not only that we became a good person, a good Muslim on a Friday, or just on the day of, or in the month of Ramadan, or just when we went for Hajj Umrah, or just when we go to the Khanqah, or we go in Jamaat, then we are very good Muslims. No, this is that at all times we were good Muslims. Whether it was an occasion that we could have become very angry, and we could have vented our anger in various ways, but now we submitted to the laws of Allah, we controlled ourselves. Whether it was an occasion of speaking a lie, backbiting, whether it was a occasion of committing any other guna, but we controlled ourselves, we remained subservient to Allah, and we obeyed the commandments of Allah. So for these people who qualify with this, Allah will give them that great address of love also, and declare for them, you have no fear whatsoever of the future, and you don't have to grieve anything of the past. In front we read further, what ni'mat Allah has kept for those people in Jannat. وآخر دعوانا.